Welcome back to WKEI, regionaldailynews.com, 100.1 FM and 1450 AM. Wake up, Tri-Counties. I'm Sean Kernan. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And joining us now from OSF St. Luke Medical Center is Luke Raymond. And Luke, thank you for your time.
Good morning.
So let's talk about mental health as our conversation today about mental health and mental health awareness. And first of all, let's talk about Mental Health Awareness Month and the fact we're talking more about mental health today. That's a really good thing that's come out of the pandemic.
Yeah, certainly so. You know, mental health historically has had a major stigma associated with it. So, you know, we know that Mental Health Awareness Month is a good time to have these conversations, try to work to reduce that stigma, get people access to the help they need.
So then, of course, we're talking about the pandemic. No doubt some issues have been made worse. Isolation has been made worse. So, you know, people have been stressed out, and there's a lot more stressors out there. What are some of the things that you're seeing among OSF healthcare patients?
Yeah, so, you know, the pandemic, even prior to the pandemic, mental health was at a bit of a crisis level. You know, we've had a historic provider shortage and a lack of understanding and awareness of how to access help. And of course, the pandemic has magnified that. You know, as you mentioned, the feelings of isolation and fear about contracting the disease or family members getting sick. And then on top of that, all of these sort of economic and uncertainty with job-related kind of things. It's been a very significant magnifier of existing mental health conditions. And additionally, we have seen that new onset conditions. So people have experienced significantly more depression, significantly more anxiety. The recent CDC findings have indicated that we're seeing about twice as much, if not more, depression, anxiety than we did prior to the pandemic.
Mm. So how do you know the difference between the kind of routine stress, anxiety, or even situational depression, and the kind of more severe expressions of this that might require professional help?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I hear that all the time about mental health kind of things. How do we know if this is just sort of those normal ups and downs that people experience all the time, or if it's something that really might need some medical or non-pharmacological, you know, counseling, psychotherapy, psychology services, types of interventions. Everybody gets stress, and that's okay, and the pandemic has certainly impacted everyone too, and that's okay too, because sometimes stress can be a positive motivator for people. It's what engages us to make changes and differences, you know, those negative feelings. But what I always tell people about whether they feel like they should seek help for their condition is to look at the extent to which what they're experiencing is impacting their lives. So if they're noticing a change in their relationships, you know, a change in how they're functioning. So do you have problems sleeping, either too much or too little, appetite disturbance, you know, sluggishness, you know, lack of motivation, lack of energy. Those kind of things really are a strong kind of red flag that you might need to have someone evaluate what it is you're going through and see what kind of help might be beneficial for you.
It's such an interesting point. People tend to get into a situation like this and they think they can power through it, but it's important for people to know that there is help available and it's okay to get that help.
Absolutely. You know, like I mentioned earlier, behavioral health is pretty complicated and difficult to understand. That's why at OSF we've implemented a behavioral health navigation program. And the idea here is that there's a one-stop shop, a one number, sort of an easy button that people can push and help figure out the complicated mental health system. You know, and as the name implies, navigate the system so we can help people understand what type of services they need, what their insurance covers, if they have to travel, if you know, virtual telehealth kind of solutions are available for them. And we offer this at any of our facilities throughout our OSF healthcare system at no cost to individuals.
Yeah, that's a good point, because a lot of people do get concerned over insurance or the cost of counseling.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, I think you know, there's enough barriers in place for people to avoid getting mental health help. You know, it could be that stigma, or it could be that, you know, they don't feel like they want to talk about these kind of problems. They feel like, you know, I should be able to handle this on my own. And then if you add to it a cost barrier, that's going to prevent it even more from people moving forward and getting that help. That's why, you know, we try to make it as simple as we can. anywhere within OSF. So all across the state, people could call one number, and that's 309-308-8150, and access that behavioral health navigation service free of charge. So we can get them lined up with the most cost-effective and appropriate level of care for their particular situation.
And of course, SilverCloud has been incredibly helpful as well.
Yeah, you bet. So SilverCloud is an online digital mental health tool that we also offer, you know, at no cost to any individual who lives in an OSF area of service. Essentially what it provides, and my background is in training, is as a therapist, a counselor. What this does is essentially provides those kind of tools and resources and exercises that someone would use as they were working through therapy process, but they just do it digitally. In addition to that, we don't just give this out to folks with no real support in the background. Those behavioral health navigators we've kind of been talking about work in the background to provide folks with support and guidance and connection to additional resources as they work through SilverCloud. In SilverCloud, we try to make that easy to access too. You just have to go to osfhealthcare.org/SilverCloud or just osfhealthcare.org and type SilverCloud into the chat bot, and you can get started.
One of the things about you know, our modern media culture is that we see more of celebrities coming out and talking about their own mental health struggles. Are you seeing that having an impact on the way people are coming forward looking for help?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's a part of a larger kind of more connected culture and society, and there's more visibility, you know, through social media and other digital and virtual ways of interacting with each other. So yeah, it's definitely helpful when people with high visibility or high profile open up about those mental health kind of conditions, because it serves a purpose of normalizing those experiences. And then, you know, someone might feel like, well, if, you know, Beyonce's talking about her depression, or, you know, professional athlete is opening up, LeBron James famously talks about his challenges with anxiety. And, you know, that gives people a sense of normalcy that, okay, if even these people who have this high visibility and celebrity status experience these things, it's probably okay for me too as well.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add? I mean, obviously there's plenty more we could discuss, but is there a way for people to reach out?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, the behavioral health navigation number is really important, but it's not a crisis service. So, you know, if someone's experiencing some significant mental health crisis, you can always call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-TALK. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline also offers an online chat, which can be really helpful, you know, for people who maybe don't want to cross that line of actually picking up a phone and calling to someone. But if they just want to go online and chat and maybe get some support and help, they can go online there and get some help.
Very good to know. Well, Luke Raymond, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. And of course, we'll talk to you again, I'm sure. But it is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we appreciate you telling us about it.
Hey, you're welcome, Sean. Thank you so much for having me today, too.